Now let's lead off with a look at one of two contested primary races for the McLean County Board in the March 17th election. Charlie Schlenker has a story.
County Board District 8 takes in downtown and much of the west side of Bloomington. The Democratic County Board candidates have similar positions on issues but different biographies. Leah Klein teaches at ISU. She chairs the City Historic Preservation Commission, has been an election judge and volunteered with the West Bloomington Revitalization Project and a neighborhood association.
To this role, I bring a dedication to good governance through transparency, fair scrutiny, and collaboration.
Klein's opponent is Nathan Chico Russo. Russo is a precinct committeeman who emphasizes deep West Side roots.
I'm a fourth generation member of the West Side of Bloomington. I'm a third generation laborer out of Labor's Local 362.
Both Russo and Klein say they want to hold the line on property taxes. Here's Russo.
I'm a very conservative individual when it comes to our taxes.
Neither candidate likes the idea of inducing partisan caucuses. County Board Vice Chair Jim Soldner is pitching that idea. Soldner says it will enhance communication, but for Russo and Klein, the proposal is a solution in search of a problem. The two also agree on a need to preserve the McLean County Nursing Home. Here's Leah Klein.
We need to put a lot of resources there, but we can't assume it's going to be an easy solution. And we can't assume that because it's a little bit expensive that it's not valuable.
Klein says without the county nursing home, there would be very few Medicaid beds for the community. She says the facility itself needs to be modernized. Both Klein and Russo agree the annual government operating subsidy for the nursing home must get smaller. They push for faster adoption of recommendations from a blue ribbon panel created by County Board Chair John McIntyre. I'm Charlie Schlenker.